You're tuned to listener-supported National Public Radio, FM 89.3, KPCC, Pasadena, Los Angeles, Orange County.
Hello and good evening to Gidad Izawaritsa. Yes, this is Steve Bramall welcoming you to 1 hour of theatre pipe organ music on cassette, CD and the occasional vinyl record. And thank you, Larry and John Gaspin, for that great build-up. It was very nice of you to do that, and you have a great show. I hope they don't cut your show. Well, we have a great show lined up. It's my first. Hal is now securely in Phoenix. I haven't heard word one from him, but I assume that he's okay. I have to give him a call to make sure that everything's going well for him out there. He left here just over a week ago, and I'm sure that he's settling in well now. Well, let's start off the show this week with a number by a fellow countryman. This is Simon Gledhill and Theatreland.
Thank you.
Dan Bellamy in a very, very mellow mood, assisted by a drummer on that number. And that was All the Way from his Putting on the Pipes CD from the Uncle Milt's Pizza Company up in Vancouver. And if anybody wants to know how to order that, please feel free to call me at the station. That's 818-793-3667. The first number that I played was Simon Gledhill on the COS Wurlitzer in the South Bank Polytechnic in London, and that was called Theatreland. And some of you may have noticed that I changed the signature tune. Yes, I thought it was time to perhaps have a new broom around here. So I chose something called I Feel a Song Coming On, and that's from the Ron Road Please album, and that will be our opening signature tune from here on. Now, I think we ought to go to something a little bit more lively. Oh, by the way, I should mention, too, that the request policy here at GDAD is going to change very slightly. I will continue to take requests for numbers, but they will not be played on the week of the request. Because of the difficulty of going back and forth to the library and the fact that I'm keeping a certain amount of material at home so I can plan programs ahead of time, I've decided that it's better to play the numbers the following week. So if you'd like to call me at 818-793-3667, I'll be glad to take your request and put it on the air on the following week. Let's go to Donna Parker and Clap Your Hands. Parker from the wonderful Indianapolis Music Palace, Paramount Music Palace in Indianapolis. Next concert coming up for Los Angeles Theatre Society will be Hector Oliveira, and this is going to be a very large event with some very, very heavy overheads. The auditorium alone would curl your hair as to how much the auditorium is costing us. So I appeal to you all, if you love organ music, which I think most of you do, come along and support us in this event. Hector, of course, is no mean artist. He is very, very talented. He hails originally from Argentina, and it should be a wow of a show. That is coming up on Saturday, July the 25th at 8 o'clock at the Pasadena Civic Auditorium. Be there, please, because it's good. He's coming all the way from Atlanta, Georgia, so I think all you guys can come from wherever you come and help support both him and LATOS. So here's Hector and The Impossible Dream. Thank you. Hector Oliveira on the magnificent Rochester Theatre and Society Wurlitzer back in the Auditorium Theatre in Rochester. And as I say, he will be coming to the West Coast. His one and only appearance in Los Angeles, or at least the LA area, will be the Pasadena Civic Auditorium, Saturday, July 25th at 8 o'clock. Look forward to seeing you there. An artist we don't hear of very often, and I guess because he doesn't have much material that he's released, is Kay Maccabee. And I was very pleasantly surprised when I played his tape. It's very, very good material, a very good artist. And here is Kay Maccabee with a number called Lullaby of Broadway.
Thank you.
believe it or not, that is not in a theatre. That is installed in the Ramada Classic Hotel Ballroom. It is a magnificent instrument of, where are we, 28 ranks, and it's been there since 1983. And Kamer Maccabee is the resident organist at that instrument, and just a magnificent recording and a magnificent artist. It's fun to come across these tapes from time to time. It's part of the privilege of being the host of GDAD at Zawalitzer to write to various artists for their tapes. And for the most part, they're very generous and gracious in sending them, since obviously there's no funds on the station to buy this kind of thing. So thanks to UK for sending that to me, and we'll be playing more of that in the weeks to come. This is Steve Brammel. The program is GDAD at Zawalitzer. My first week as the new host, and I have to say thank you to all the people who have been calling the station and indeed calling me at home to congratulate me on taking over the program and wishing me luck on this venture. I have to say thanks to not only the folks calling me, but also to Hal Sanguinetti. He did teach me a great deal about the workings of this radio station, how to cue music and how to present things on the air. And I learned a great deal from him. So my heartfelt thanks to Hal, who was also very gracious in accepting me into the studio with some pretty crackpot ideas I had from time to time. But, oh, we had fun together, and I'm kind of sorry to lose him. It is fun to take over the program, and being 7:28, it's time for some station IDs. So don't go away. I'll be right back after the break.
You're listening to member-supported National Public Radio, FM 89.3, KPCC, Pasadena, Los Angeles, Orange County.
We are back in the studio, and we take you now to the Blue Room of the Green Hotel.
How do you do? I'm Joe Monte, host of Don't Wake Me Up, Let Me Dream. The show is a musical panorama that covers the 1920s through the early 1930s, from the jazz age to the dawn of swing. We broadcast every Sunday from midnight till 2 a.m. on FM 89.3, KPCC, Pasadena.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, this concludes our entertainment for this evening and forever.
Well, that, of course, is Joe Monte, and he does have a very interesting old music show, music from the 20s and 30s. As I said, it used to be one of my favorites until they moved the program from Wednesday evening to Sunday evening, but I still do tape it from time to time so I can listen to it later. We're going to go to Ron Road. I'm going to start off the second half with a delightful number from Road from his unforgettable CD, and here is the title track from that unforgettable, and just a little bit of reorganizing here that I need to do. Yes, here is Ron Road and Unforgettable.
Thank you.
Ron Rode and the Truly Unforgettable. As I said, from his Unforgettable CD. And it's been out a little while, and it's, well, it's a theatre pipe organ, I think, at its very best. And talking of Ron Rode, there's going to be something interesting happening next week. I'm not going to tell you folks too much just yet, but we have a first for G-Dad. It's a Wurlitzer coming up next week, and I'm very proud and very glad to be a part of that. So keep listening, and we've, in fact, over the next few weeks, there's going to be some interesting things happening. A lot of tapes have come my way, a lot of material from the past, and from the far past and the not so far past. And when I get some of this transferred into a medium that I can use on the air, we will have quite a different library of music to play. So, as I say, keep listening. It's going to be a fun few months coming up. I hope longer than that, too. I received a tape from Jonas Norwell, and it's called The Sounds of Success. And this, again, is one of those rare instances when you play something through and you go, wow, that was really something. And this is a tape that was recorded on the previously Wilcox residence, now owned by Leif and Beverly Johnson, who I believe are very, very high up in the Amway organization. I guess they're probably the only people who can afford this house. Of course, it was thought at the time when Richard Wilcox sold the house that the organ might be in jeopardy. But when the Johnsons found out they had a Wurlitzer in their music room, and there's a picture of the music room on the front of this cover, they were only too delighted to keep it. And thank heavens, because here is Jonas Norwell and a Latin number called Delicado. Jonas Norwell and quite a barn burner from the ex-Richard Wilcox Wurlitzer up there in Puget Sound. and a very, very worthwhile tape. And anybody would like to know how to get that tape, please give me a call at 818-793-3667. It will be on, I would imagine, it'll be on the latest Los Angeles Theatre Society record list, but that is probably a week or two away. So those of you might want who want to know how to get records might want to wait for the version 3 of that list. Well, coming up next, yeah, we had a request some weeks ago from Phil McKinley. And sorry, Phil, for keeping you waiting on this, but with all the confusion with Hal leaving and so forth, we never quite got around to this. You had asked for a number by Jim Riggs, and I've chosen the version that not from his CD. Or actually, this wasn't a CD. This was a tape and a disc. I've chosen the version from Santa Barbara, from the Arlington Theatre, from Jim's concert up there a couple of months ago. And here is Nobles of the Mystic Shrine. That was Jim Riggs.
Cut.
Okay, I'm sorry. I had my headphones plugged in the wrong receptacle here. I was queuing up a tape, and guess what? The number finished, and I couldn't hear what was going on there. So my humble apologies for that, and let's go to another request here from Phil Kelsall. Well, the request actually was for Bill in Detroit. Apparently, this program is taped for, shall we say, later enjoying in other cities. And this particular listener called up and said, I send this to a gentleman called Bill in Detroit, and he'd love to hear something played on the Blackpool Wurlitzer. Well, here is Phil Kelsall, and Ain't We Got Fun. Good morning, and Everything's in Rhythm with My Heart. Phil Kelsall dying away there, and that was a medley of Ain't We Got Fun, Good Morning, and Everything's in Rhythm with My Heart. And I'll get a little bit back on cue here. We're going to go back to another DAT recording that I made last week, and this is going to be Gaylord Carter, assisted, or should I say accompanied, by his sister, Florence Carter Hafner. Now, Florence has taken up a new career, apparently. She is somewhere in the region of 80 years old. Gaylord himself will be 87 in August. And Florence was a music teacher for many years, and she suddenly decided she liked to play bluegrass fiddle. Well, one of the things that theatre organ is known for is its very wide variety of music, and this is no exception. I would never have believed that bluegrass would have gone well with theatre organ, but as Gaylord and Florence proved at the Wilshire Ebell last Sunday, on the occasion of the LATOS concert there with Silent Movies, that these indeed do go well together. So without further ado, here's Apple Blossom. Gaylord Carter with his sister, and doing quite a wonderful rendition of Rockin' Rob of Apple Blossom. Well, take a moment here to regain my breath. There's a few announcements I need to make. The last remaining seats program is coming to a close, and the final one will be the State Theatre, Lowe's State, downtown on Wednesday. I believe the program start time is 7:30. One of the things that I'm not too proud of myself of is I've missed the last three of the four, and of course for many of those theatres this could be the last year. They're in a very precarious situation down there. So if you can get along to Lowe's State next week, the Los Angeles Conservancy would love to see you down there, and there will be a movie and some pretty good entertainment down there. So go down to Lowe's State for their last program this coming Wednesday at 7:30. The Orpheum Theatre continues with its intermission music on the Wurlitzer. Some enthusiasts down there have got together, and they're providing music for the first, second, and third show intermissions, mostly on Saturdays, but it's possible there will be some Sunday intermissions too. And thanks there to some pretty dedicated people for going down there and at no charge providing the theatre with some live organ music, which apparently is being very well received by the mostly Hispanic people in the audience there. So go along and support that if you possibly can on Saturday afternoons, as I say, first, second and third shows. The Detroit Theatre Organ Society has sent me some very interesting bits and pieces, and I'll have more about that next week. But I sent off to them for one of their tapes, and they were very kind to send me a whole bunch of information. So I'm sort of ploughing through that and seeing maybe there's some ideas that can come out of that for ourselves here in Los Angeles. Well, let's go on to some more music, and we're going to take a fairly rocking number here. This is Don Feely at on an album called Pipes to Go, and it's recorded on the Organ Grinder up there in Portland. So here is Rockin' Robin. Rockin' Robin from Don Feely up there in the Portland Organ Grinder. We're going to take another tape at this time, and this will be a short number from Lynn Larson on the PCC Wurlitzer. This was from his concert in May with the Rhythm Kings, and here is It Ain't Necessarily So. Thank you. Carson at his PCC concert right here at Pasadena City College on the Wurlitzer. And that was It Ain't Necessarily So. Well, it's come to the end of my first show, and I had hoped that I could have had a flawless show here, but it wasn't to be. We had a little bit of technical problem with the DAT there, but never mind. We've come to the end, and here's to next week. I've chosen a new theme tune to sign us out too. Here is I'll Buy That Dream, Bill Vlasic. Same person, just a different recording. And I hope you liked the show. Again, I want to thank everybody who has called in with their support and very, very generous words that I've had both personally and on the phone. It's been very gratifying. So here's to next week. This is Steve Bramall signing off, saying tune in same time, same station, right after John and Larry Gaspin, same time, same station. Stay tuned for the Echoes of Greece coming right up.
You're listening to member-supported National Public Radio, FM 89.3, KPCC, Pasadena, Los Angeles, Orange County.